Crack-a-lacka.
There's no arguing with the judge.
We are editing this entire segment out of the podcast.
I apologize. I will flagellate myself later.
I hope you come up with something good.
All right, this is going to go great.
How now, brown cow?
Red leather, yellow leather.
What's the haps?
What are the haps?
You're listening to A Little Nonsense, where the conversation is competitive and the ads aren't real. I am your host and moderator, Joe Moracle. With me, as always, are the Zerg and Protoss to my Terran, Sean Keller. And Mike Peretto.
Power overwhelming.
Once again, I feel like Mike's sound was more apropos of what I declared both of you to be. At the top of the episode, we're going to me, and I wanna have a little bit of a discussion about video games with the two of you.
Oh, thank God, a video game topic. I've been avoiding doing these because, you know, you guys hate them so much.
And Sean, what is this video game discussion brought to us by?
Your mother. She's the best. And because she's the best, she deserves the best. But let's face it, sometimes she needs help with things that may be simple for you, but a real challenge for her. I'm talking about technology. And that's where we come in. At the Mom Store, we sell things like PCs with two buttons, car mounts for 10-year-old Garmins, and printers that are permanently hardwired so you never have to set up their software. We also offer 24/7 tech support for things like forwarding chain emails, installing programs, and getting the CD tray open again. The Mom Store. It's for moms.
Nice.
Moms are stupid.
Jesus. Sorry.
My mom actually texted me not even like an hour ago asking me how to turn the sound off on her TV. Jesus H. Christ.
So anyway, gents, I want to talk about games that promised a lot but fell short of the mark.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you a few titles that, you know, chafed me personally. Black and White.
Oh, man, I was going to say Black and White.
Yeah, right?
You bastard. That's an old one. That's a good call, though, yeah.
Black and White fell so far from the mark, and I don't know what it was for you, Mike, but for me, like, the biggest thorn in my paw was, and I use that ironically, is The Creatures.
Yes, so I was so annoyed and disappointed with how incredibly, like, first of all, the entire game requires that you use them so extensively,
yeah,
to control your population. And like getting them to do what you want was like fucking solving a Rubik's cube. Like, ugh. I couldn't
I've never heard of the game Black and White. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
It's actually the premise is so cool. It's like you get to be God, basically, to a tribe of people.
Yeah, you're a brand new God to a tribe of people, and the game is you doing that, or it should be.
Yeah.
But it's actually the game is actually about you competitively
like raising an avatar.
Raising Pokemon.
Yes. What?
To fight against other gods.
Right, because you should just have direct control. You should have buttons that are basically like, sacrifice somebody, motherfucker, you know? Like, but instead you have to like raise an avatar, like an animal representation of yourself.
Yeah.
From a
I believe it was one of three, either a wolf, a tiger, or a bull.
Yeah, and you have to basically it instills all of the reactions. It evokes all the reactions from your followers. And you get to do basically nothing. You get to shape the terrain a little bit. You get to deal with the village and things like that.
Yeah, but you have a limited number of miracles.
It's so good. Yeah, it was so disappointing.
You can make lightning. You can, for some reason, you can suck trees out of the ground.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
And drop them off for people to build houses with. But for a lot of things, like quests especially, you had to use your fucking weird divine Pokemon.
And you can't
to take care of that.
You
for
can't
you.
Satisfyingly control it. It's like,
no.
You just have to kind of hope that it does what you want to do. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. What a great idea that failed miserably.
Oh, Lionhead Studios.
And that game, by the way, bastards. Sean, is like 20 years old now. I mean, it is not, it's not like a brand new game that we're talking
about.
And this is still pissing us off.
Yes, absolutely.
The next game, and this is probably going to be equally unsurprising to you, Mike, Fable.
Oh, well, I loved Fable.
Fable, okay, well, Fable is a game I actually did not play, Joe. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes, I did not play
okay.
it.
I played Fable so 1 and 2, and I did not have an issue with Fable.
It's a similar idea, okay. though, right? I mean,
Here's the thing. What they made was fun, but it was not what they promised, Sean.
That's correct. That is correct.
And that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, the expectation level. All right, yeah, that's fair. That's
you know,
fair.
What they threw out there was that you were going to have, you know, control over this hero. They touted something open world.
Right. It was very much on the rails, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was completely on rails.
You had a little bit of freedom when it came to certain aesthetic choices. I don't know. I mean, I think for the time it was made, looking back with hindsight, I feel like it was a really versatile game for its time. Like, I feel like it allowed you to do all sorts of things that other games weren't allowing you to do. But I agree that they did kind of promise the world and didn't come through.
They sure did. It came up. But I did that one second because I still had a lot of fun playing that, mm-hmm. as you said, especially Fable 2. Fable 2 was amazing.
Yeah, Fable 2 is really good.
The third one on my list, and this one is because of how far they missed the mark, Spore.
Oh, man. That was going to be another one of mine. You son of a bitch.
Well, it's...
But I'm glad we agree.
Yeah, it's not surprising to me that we have some overlap, Mike.
I think that you've picked three games that were really ambitious.
Yes.
The idea behind the game seemed too good to be true from the get-go. And yet we kind of bought into it because we're talking about really good, well-known developers. Well-known designers, I should say.
Yes.
I think it was Will Wright that did Spore, right?
It absolutely was.
And, you know, I mean, he created some of my favorite games from the 90s, from my teenage years.
Totally.
And really delivered. That was SimCity 2000 was an ambitious promise too. And I feel like that really delivered. The Sims, you know, I mean, a number of,
yep.
of games that just did new things that were exciting. Spore, that was a game that I just kind of like dreamed about, you know, like a new, mm-hmm. going to a new world with new life and kind of being able to shape evolution and just seemed crazy. It seemed like way too much. It seemed way too good to be true, and it was.
What was promised was a game that was going to, as realistically as possible, mimic survival of the fittest and actual evolution.
Yeah, a fairly complex
process.
From the
cellular stage all the way to spacefaring.
Yeah, and we have observed what, like... 1/1,000,000th of 1% of evolution.
Yeah, if that.
And yet a game was promising to show us the entire process. From start to finish.
But at least as I understand it, it was EA that decided to cartoonify it and simplify it.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, to make it appeal to as big an audience as possible. What really just... chafes me is I also heard that they still tried to get schools to show it to children.
Oh, God.
As an educational tool. Like, this is what evolution was like.
Oh, God.
That's
so considering, sad. And considering that what changed is rather than show things die off until either the species is extinct or some sort of, you know, mutation takes hold, slightly longer necks, sharper teeth, faster reflexes, becomes a dominant trait. Rather than that, you got points for eating things and could buy new parts for your creature.
Yeah, it was so reduced from, I mean,
yeah,
just the quality of it in general was just a far cry from what was promised. I totally agree with Spore. The theme is kind of, again, really big ideas that kind of did not materialize. And this is a game that I did not play, but I was really excited about it. And that was No Man's Sky.
I heard that was horribly disappointing. Yeah. I almost bought it a handful of times. Every time I almost bought it, I would either see something on Facebook or read something that was like, don't buy this game, it fucking sucks. And I'd be like, but it looks so interesting.
Basically,
so I almost bought it 100 times.
Yeah, no, me too. And what it ended up being was a feature that's really cool, which is to be able to, you know, take off from the surface of a planet and fly through space to another planet seamlessly. Like, there's no loading times. It's procedurally generated. It's beautiful.
That's a video game bucket list thing for me.
Yeah, no, it is. It would be great if it were combined with like Mass
Effect.
Star
Wars.
Yeah, if it were in a Mass Effect game. Yeah, but instead what you have is just nothing except that. So that's something that, and the whole time while it was in development, you know, there were questions about, well, what, you know, what is driving progression in this game? And really there was no answer for that. Ultimately, it was just exploration, random exploration, which could be fun for like an hour. And then what do you do?
Well, but it's fun. It's fun in Minecraft. Minecraft, you know, if you just play sandbox mode or whatever, not.
Yeah, but you
like,
could
that's
do stuff
totally
in Minecraft.
Fun, for sure.
Minecraft, though.
That's what I'm saying, though, is if No Man's Sky had an element to it that, you know, that was something other than explore, you know.
Sure. But Minecraft almost literally lets you do anything that you want. You know, I mean, you can, every single thing in the environment is destructible and then usable. Whereas in No Man's Sky, it's really just,
it's a walking simulator with spaceships.
Right. But the idea, again, it's like they had this brilliant proof of concept that would be so good as a feature in an existing IP.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
If you did that with an existing IP like Star Wars or Star Trek, I would just start hurling money at the screen.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, yeah, it could be that ultimately this technology is deployed in that way at some point, and
what they should have done is offer it as an engine. Be like, hey,
I agree. They probably would have made more money doing
it
that way.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, engine builders get a lot of money.
Definitely.
I mean, some games are still using, you know, updated versions of like Unreal.
I know. A lot of games, actually.
A lot of games. Yeah. It's still a solid engine.
Yeah.
Other Worlds, which is a great game, uses the Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
Sean, any games promise a lot that miss the mark for you?
I have one, and this might be due to my personal expectations that were placed on it, but I remember I had just recently gotten an Xbox, and I was so fucking excited because this thing was like, you know, the top of the line, like, oh yeah, everything looks great on this thing. And I was playing Knights of the Old Republic on it, and I was so fucking excited. And I was also a huge fan of The Matrix, and a video game came out called Enter the Matrix. And that was, you know, it was touted as like having been written and directed by the Wachowski brothers. And like,
yeah,
you combine Matrix and a video game, and that should equal amazingness, right? Like that just is perfect. It's like, oh fuck yeah, I'm gonna be Neo and like just fucking like fight agents and do kung fu and shit, and it's gonna be awesome. and it sucked. It was like the worst thing ever. I remember being extremely disappointed. I probably played for like 3 or 4 hours and then said, fuck this, and never touched it again. So enter the Matrix. You guys ever played that?
your issue there is that you're expecting a video game movie or a movie well, video, a video game to based, be any good.
I was
usually
younger.
Really bad. There are exceptions.
They are always bad.
They are always bad. And I was young and naive.
Yeah, it's just but a I marketing thought, product, basically. It is.
Yeah. But you know, if any movie is well suited to become a video game, The Matrix is a good choice. You know what I mean? You're going to be this overpowered protagonist. Doing
it's definitely
kung fu and
a
shit.
good choice, like with today's technology,
for sure.
Yeah, but I didn't know it would be bad back in 03 or 04 or whenever the fuck it was.
Yeah, when you were only 19 years old,
I was but a boy.
18. Side quest, Mike. I looked it up, and now I actually remember when I bought it. Black and White was almost exactly 20 years ago. That was 2001.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I remember now buying it at the Best Buy that we both worked at.
Yeah. We probably talked about it.
I'm sure we did.
At the time.
That game being almost 20 years old makes me feel so damn old right now.
I know. I was so looking
crazy.
For the reason it makes me feel old is because I was doing then what I'm doing now, which is like researching these games in advance and like, oh, getting excited, stoked about a game. Then it comes out and yeah, God, it was disappointing.
Oh, fuck you, Lionhead. All right. Next, we're going to Sean. Sean, what have you got for us?
Well, gentlemen, I want to talk about NBA basketball.
Oh God, really?
No, I'm totally kidding.
No, the point's been awarded. We're moving on, Mike.
I want to talk about cramming.
Like studying for a test.
No, like like your mom. Yeah, no, like for a test.
All right. Mike, what is this segment about cramming brought to us by?
It's brought to us by Fantasy Curling League. That's right. Curling is all the rage these days. You remember that guy who looked like Drew Carey, but with a mustache, and he played on a team with his sister a couple years ago at the Olympics? Matt something? Yeah, that guy. Remember that guy and how he made curling cool? Curling is all like, that's weird, but moderately enjoyable to watch. It's like, hey, it's bocce ball, but with big smooth rocks and ice and brooms for some reason. Well, now you can create your own fantasy curling team. Choose your favorites from around the globe, including that guy I mentioned earlier, Matt something. And there's John Schuster. And who's that hot one? Oh yeah, Carmen Schaefer. Yeah, her. And just so many others. You probably know more about it than I do. I mean, like, it's cool to watch, I guess. But so yeah, just build a great team. Face off against your friends. Fantasy Curling League. It's like when everyone said, they'll never do an Aquaman movie, he's too obscure. But with fantasy sports. Back to you, Sean.
Thanks, Mike.
I have a lot of problems with that ad.
Well, I've already Googled Carmen Schaefer, curler, and you are correct, sir.
I'm not surprised that you've already Googled that. I'm not at all.
I had to see if you were being factual with the name drops.
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah, they're all correct.
Well, that was the only one I was really concerned with.
I mean, I'm taking issue with Aquaman being obscure.
Oh, definitely. There was an opinion not so long ago that Aquaman was way too obscure for a movie.
For
He's
sure.
He's one of the OG Justice
League. I understand,
League.
But
Yeah, but he's always been depicted as a blonde little bitch riding on a dolphin.
There was a time not so long ago. There was a time not so long ago that Thor was way too obscure to make a movie.
Yes, he absolutely was.
And Aquaman is sort of the Thor of the DC universe.
I kind of agree. Yes.
You take that back, you son of a bitch.
No, but I mean, you have Adrian Grenier taking the Aquaman role in Entourage. And that was like supposed to be kind of funny. You know, like, no, that's never going to happen. That's why we picked Aquaman. You know, like, come on. Obviously.
Listen, all I'll say is that Geoff Johns' run of Aquaman in the New 52 was fucking amazing.
All I'm saying,
you two are worse off for not reading
it. I'm saying, Joe, is that curling, nobody knew what the fuck curling was at all, and now they do. It's the same. It's the same. It's exactly the same.
Hey, it's not the same. You take that back.
Sure. So cramming. So cramming.
I'm just defending this ad because they gave us $20 million, okay?
Curling is exactly the same as Aquaman.
I don't even want to do my segment anymore. I want to keep this discussion going.
Sean, do your segment. I'm going to give you a bell. Fucker.
All right, so cramming. Cramming, guys.
Cramming.
Cramming. I love cramming. It's something that I do often. It's something that I'm good at. And it's something that I was curious.
I can't wait to take the audio of you saying that from this episode and use it for other things.
Of course. You have to memorize a lot of stuff in a short period of time to do a performance.
I do, often. Yeah. Often, yeah. Even for auditions and shit. Like, you'll get, like, 3 pages of sides for an audition. It's like, yeah, go do this in front of the camera and then forget about it immediately. But I have to cram often. And I've got a couple of cramming stories that are what I think are kind of funny, and I was curious to know if you two had any either stressful or entertaining stories about cramming in your whole lives. And if you'd like, I could give you one of mine to sort of give you some time to think, or if you know one right now, go ahead and just tell me about it.
Well, I just generically. I like to include going to the dentist in the category of cramming for me.
Oh, because you brush your teeth really hard that morning or what?
Yeah, I got a dentist appointment tomorrow.
No, you got to start like a week or 2 hours.
I'm going to undo years of neglect right now.
It's never good enough ever. Like, it doesn't matter. You could start a year out from your appointment that's supposed to happen every 6 months.
They're still going to be disappointed in you. Yeah,
but still, you do it. You're like, I'm going to the dentist. I can't drink any coffee this morning.
Brush till I bleed.
I have to brush my teeth extra hard. I got to floss harder. But my only actual story, you know, apart from the school, the typical shit that you do for, you know, testing, whatever, was I decided I wanted to get an A+ certification from CompTIA. Years ago.
Did you?
What the fuck is CompTIA?
I did.
I know exactly what that is. Did you that?
So, yeah, listeners, so don't.
This was years ago, and it? I'm like, you know, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good with IT in general. You know, just it's help desk kind of stuff.
Mike, it's help desk.
Yeah. So I
A+ certification is low level IT, Sean.
Yeah, it's like the entry level, like the first thing you want to do if you want to get certified in IT.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I studied for like a few hours, and then I went and took the test, and I totally nailed it. Felt pretty good about it.
Well, so. Is it like unplug it and plug it back in, like let restart for 10 seconds? Like, is it like
no,
easy
it's,
shit?
It's much more complicated than that shit. But you know, it's something I'm kind of proud of it. Like, I feel pretty good. I got an A+ certification, just completely unrelated to what I do for a living.
That's awesome.
And it never materialized into anything and expired several years ago. So
it's kind of like going to shoot golf and you've never played before, and then you just like play really good 9 holes.
Yeah, it's like in 9 holes you shoot like 80. You know, it's not too bad.
No,
it's terrible. No,
I'm sorry, 80 for 9 holes?
Is horrible.
I'm going to say that I have not crammed for anything since, like, grade school.
Really?
I'm gifted and cursed with a selectively excellent memory. If I care even a little bit about anything, I will never forget about it.
Yeah.
Ever.
I can attest to that. That is true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I had something recent, which was we were doing the roast of ghosts here
the
in Louisville.
The ghost roast. Yeah.
The grossed. Yeah. The.
Why don't you plug the, you know, website, social media for the troupe that does that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's a troupe called Character Assassination, and we're in Louisville and Chicago and New York. And every month, every 2 months, we do these roasts of fictional characters or historical characters. We were doing them way before Jeff Ross and Netflix stole our fucking idea.
And better.
That is absolutely true on both yeah, counts.
Yeah, we've been way better and still are better and funnier. But anyway, we were doing the Ghost Roast, and I was playing Patrick Swayze. And the idea for our closing scene, because we're sort of theatrical, we have like an opening and closing scene and the moral to the story and all that shit. So the end of the show, we were going to have my character, Sam Wheat from the movie Ghost, do a dirty dance with Casper, the friendly ghost. It was going to be the ending from the movie Dirty Dancing, the Time of Your Life dance.
I'm going to interject. Please. Because this is already horrifying only because of how, like, disturbing Casper looked.
Oh yeah,
in that show.
We'll have to put up a picture on our website.
We'll put a picture up because it's gonna haunt me forever.
Casper looked like
he looked like a slightly misshapen or awkwardly built version of the human mascot from Community.
Yes. He was like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction, but ooh, all white.
Or like if you took a putty from the Power Rangers
yes.
and gave it googly eyes.
yes, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do this dance, right? But so we are, you know, we're professionals. So on the Wednesday before the show, we are in the theater space and we have to learn how to do this dance. Now, I've got dance training in college. I was in a number of dance classes. And
Sean, you could dance well before college.
I could. No, I'm a good dancer. I've got good body control, and I've always been musically inclined, so I know, you know, where the beats are. Anyway, the point is that I'm a very good dancer, okay? And so we have 2 days to learn this dance. Really, we have 1 day because my partner, Casper, is only available for this particular night. So we, you know, I'm like, hey, we got to learn this dance. So we basically, in the course of, you know, 90 minutes, I am looking at the YouTube videos of the end of Dirty Dancing and translating it into, okay, this is what you do, this is what I do, and trying not to mirror it and putting myself in his position and teaching him what he has to do. And it was funny because we were basically reenacting the movie Dirty Dancing where Patrick Swayze was teaching this dance to Jennifer Grey. So, you know, one of
Sean, you can't tell, but I have my hand raised.
Well, hang on. Because the funniest thing,
okay.
One of the comics on the show, his wife was there at rehearsal, and she was like, Andy, who's the guy who's playing Casper, is like, Andy, hey, don't feel bad. It took baby the entire summer to learn this dance. But so it was for that whole night, though. We were cramming and learning how to do this dance, and then we fucking did it.
Yeah, you were cramming.
We were, yeah. Well, we did it 4 times, though, that weekend to rave reviews, and it went great.
Hand is still up.
Yeah, go, you know. Joe, please.
Did you do the lift?
That was my first question, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how it went is that we did the majority of the dance, and then when it comes to the lift, you've got me stage left, and you've got Casper stage right, who's standing on top of a bench, and a couple of the other ghosts are going to, you know, grab Casper's arms and lead him into the lift, just like in the movie Dirty Dancing. So it comes time, the music swells, and Casper leaps up into my arms, and then we enter a blackout, and all you hear is a loud crash, with pipes and garbage cans falling over, and the most chaotic crash you could imagine. And then the lights come back up a second later. I'm on the ground unconscious, and Casper is like standing back up off the ground. So every night he would leap, and if he leapt too early, it leaped too early. I don't know, Mike.
Leapt.
Judges, actually, leapt? Actually, either of those is correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, if he leaped.
I like leapt.
All right. I like leapt too. If he leapt too early, I would actually have to catch him in midair and hold him for a minute until the lights cut out. But ideally, what would happen is he would leap in the air, the lights would cut out, and then I can just like guide him back to the ground and then fall down during the blackout. But so there were a few times where I had to catch, and he's much larger than I am. But yeah, we didn't do the lift. The lift was the apex of the comedy
sure.
for that particular scene.
Of course.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. You remember memorizing field shows, Sean?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Marching band?
Yeah, that felt like cramming.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was
I don't
cramming.
Know what those are.
Mike, explain that.
Is that walking around on the field?
Field show is where the entire band goes out onto the field and they perform a song from the football field. And during the song, they make formations that are shapes, basically, that kind of represent what they're doing. So you're marching around. You have to march in step. You have to move around the field to make these shapes while playing an instrument. So like. Ah, oh, God, it was, I mean, that shit, even just thinking about it now, that was some complicated shit. I can't believe
it really was, and we were children. Yeah. Yeah. I think that really did help shape, though, like, our
Definitely.
Brains a little
yeah.
bit. Like,
yeah.
they connected some neurons, or however the fuck that works.
Yeah. So you had to memorize your position.
It sounds like torture.
At the time, it kind of was. Yeah.
It was middle, what's middle income? What's a middle class white person torture?
Yeah.
All right. Next, we're going to Mike in the game segment. Mike, what have you got for us?
Well, I have a game called Whistle Shazam.
Oh, no. That's the best sounding game I've ever heard.
It has a DC title in it.
Well,
I love it.
We're not going with the DC Shazam. This is something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I've already figured out what it is.
Okay.
I'm reminded of who's the gnome, the little gnome who may or may not use candy as money.
That's Phineas Tinklebottom.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So Joe, who is Whistle Shazam brought to us by?
Oh, God. All right, here we go. Whistle Shazam is brought to us by Yuri Stanush, Artisanal Pornography. Hey there, ALN listener. I am Yuri Stanush, and I have been making and selling pornography of highest quality for almost 11 years. And now I offer my erotic filmmaking expertise directly to you, the consumer. Statistically, you either have, will, or are currently watching adult video content on your PC, smartphone, or internet-enabled refrigerator door. So you know that sometimes video is flawed to you.
What?
Porno is very personal and subjective experience. Maybe man moan too much. Maybe man not moan enough. Perhaps man is present at all and is not your preference. When you hire Yuri Stanush, which is me because that is my name.
Sorry.
Go on.
I create completely bespoke erotic feature for you.
That's the worst accent I've ever heard.
I'm very drunk. I'm not good at accents to begin with, and I'm also very drunk. Whether your ideal pornographic film is two women playing with model train set while dressed as sexy conductors, or a group of men and women in their mid-40s participating in a model UN which erupts into orgy when Greenland voted as capital of New World Government.
Why?
Yuri Stanush can and will make it for you. Hire today and get off tomorrow. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Stanush. We don't want to disparage our sponsors. Mr. Stanush, thank you.
Listen, as an avid customer of Mr. Yuri Stanush, he does good work.
It sounds like it.
So you guys are in the unique position of having lived with me for some time, each of you,
yes.
Independently.
Weirdly, not at the same time.
Not at the same time. No. But you remember that I frequently just involuntarily whistle things. The game is essentially focused on that. So I'm going to be whistling a tune. And you each are going to buzz in. We're going to be using buzzin.live again for our buzzer to identify the source of the song. You don't have to name the song because these songs are going to be coming from popular fiction in the form of movies, television, or video games. Okay? The person who wins...
gets control of the board.
It's make it, take it.
Make it, take it. There you go. So the categories are movies, television, and video games.
Ooh, all right.
So all you got to do is give me the name of the movie, the television show, or the video game from which the song originates. But if you want to, just for nerd cred, provide a little bit more background, you're welcome to do that. Okay?
Of course.
Okay.
So I'm going to kick it off with television as the first category. Okay?
Okay.
You got it.
All right, here we go. That would be Sean.
That would be the Orville.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
on Fox.
Well, you guessed that. You guessed that pretty fast. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So, Sean, you have control of the board, movies, television, or video games.
Yeah, Mike, I would like to go to movies, please.
Okay. All right, movies. Sean, again.
That is, I got to be really careful because it's Star Wars and I have to name the exact episode.
That's why I didn't buzz in, because I can't do that.
Yeah, that is from Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
That is correct, Sean.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Quite an ear for this.
Well, I love music. I love movie music.
I have had a lot of whiskey. I'm not going to be good at this game.
Well, Sean still controls the board, so...
I want to stick with movies.
All right. The next song in the movie category... Sean, I'm sorry, I had to finish the phrase. Sean, you win.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's from the Star Trek reboot by J.J. Abrams.
That is correct.
And I actually love that theme, and it's Michael Giacchino who does it. It's really good. I love it.
It's a
Sean,
great
Sean, you're crushing this game. Well done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now we're going to enter round two here, where each one is worth 2 points.
Well, I want to stick with movies.
Okay, movies. I only have so many of these, so I just...
This is working very well for you, Sean. I feel like you should do that.
I will move to TV after movies has been exhausted, and then video games
assuming that you win every single
time. If I ever get control, we're immediately going to video games.
I figured as much.
I do think Joe might do better at the video games. Yeah, that's true. All right, so next movies... Sean.
that's the Rohan theme from Lord of the Rings, the two towers.
That is incorrect.
Oh no!
Yes, indeed.
Is it the Gondor theme from Return of the King?
It is, but I can't give you points for it because you already
I
lost.
Know you can't. It is, yes, motherfucker. It
is. All right, because God neither of you got that last one, I'm going to pick the next category, which is...
Give it to Joe.
Video games.
There we go. Hooray!
Video games.
This gives me my best shot because I don't give a fuck about music.
You better not give this board back up, Joe.
I probably will.
All right, let's try video games. Yes, Joe.
Knights of the Old Republic.
Excellent,
damn,
Joe, yes.
That's, yes, yeah, that's very good.
And that was worth 2 points because we're in round two.
Was sweet. Was that the theme that plays like right in the very first level when you're on that ship and you...
That's like the
that
like
is,
the
that
main
is not
theme.
The Endar Spire. Yeah.
It's not the Endar Spire, okay.
Joe, you have control of the board.
Oh, I'll give you one guess what I'm choosing.
I'm going to go ahead and guess it's video games.
That is correct. You get a point.
All right. Video games. Yes, Joe.
What?
I'm only 60% sure this is correct.
Oh, no.
But Super Mario RPG?
No!
Damn it!
I'm sorry, Joe. No, I'm afraid not. That is Super Mario 64.
Hmm.
All right, next one. All right, we're going to go with television again. The next,
God
the
damn
next
it.
One. This is still worth All 2 points. Good. Sean is still winning 3-2. This is the last 2 point question. All right, television. Yes, Sean.
That would be Sherlock.
Correct.
From BBC. Yes. It's a great theme, too. I don't know who wrote that, though.
I don't either, actually. Well done. All right, so next question is going to be worth 3 points, and you have control of the board, Sean.
We're going to movies, Mike.
Of course.
What
you
a
are.
Surprise. All right. Movies. Joe actually got in first.
Oh, no! Get out of here!
That is Back to the Future, no! Music by Alan Silvestri.
Excellent, yes.
Oh, you bastard. Good job.
That actually ties you guys up at 5.
That's wonderful.
Yes, Joe, you have control of the board.
I was just a little slow.
You were very close, I have to admit. It was real close. All right, Joe, what do you want?
Video games, please.
All right. Video games. Yes, Joe.
Technically, every Final Fantasy ever.
That is correct.
I buzzed
but
in.
I'm specifically going to say 7.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I had it open to every Final Fantasy ever. It's the victory music. All right, you still have control of the board.
Still video games.
All right, Sean, you better pick it up here a little bit.
I guess.
All right, video games for 3 points. Sean?
Damn it!
So I don't really know it, but I'm just going to guess based on what video games I think Mike likes the music for. I'm going to say that was The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
That's correct!
God damn it!
That's just me knowing my buddy.
That is the Song of Time, you son of a
yeah,
bitch.
Song of Time. Joe gets nerd cred for that because he did get the actual name of the song.
Well, that's fine. I got the fucking points.
Yeah, you did.
I'm go ahead and pick your category, Sean.
Movies.
Movies.
Fuck you.
All right. In the category of movies. Sean.
That would be from Return of the Jedi.
That is correct.
That's the Battle of Endor. Technically is the name of the track.
Yeah,
it's the Ewok March.
It's the Ewok March, yes. Very good. Very good. Very good. So thank you're you. Sean is winning currently 11-8. So I think we should settle this with maybe one more question, or do you guys want to play a little longer? What do you think?
Well, I mean, one more question if it's video games.
No, if we do one more question, it should be TV, because that's the middle ground. Joe's video games and I'm movies.
That no, you're movies and TV, clearly based on how many you've got right.
I'm going to just say Sean controls the board.
Son of a bitch.
I'm going to go movies. Joe, of course you are. Joe, you got Back to the Future. You can still win this.
Okay, let's go with movies. Come on, guys. Really? Really?
God damn it. It's it's familiar to me, but I don't know it all enough right,
same,
to buzz in again.
Same
guess.
Movie. Sean.
I know it.
I don't.
Fucking Christ, I know it. Hang on. Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes! Pirates of the Caribbean, Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, well, which one?
Dead Men Tell No Tales. No, it's the fucking, it's the Davy Jones. That was Davy Jones's organ music.
How many guesses do you get?
I just, that one. It was Pirates of the Caribbean, Davy Jones.
You said Dead Men Tell No Tales. That is not correct.
I did say that, but I know, but what I meant was the Davy Jones music. Uh-huh. You said it only had to name the source. The source is Pirates of the Caribbean.
You have to name the movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean is the source.
The source is Pirates of the Caribbean, Davy Jones Locker, whatever the fuck that movie is.
Dead Man's Chest. No, that's not the movie. Dead Man's Chest is the correct answer, so you were wrong. Unfortunately, you're close.
I said Pirates of the Caribbean. It's like saying Star Wars.
You can't just say Star Wars. You have to name the movie.
You never said Star Wars. You specified a specific movie.
We're going to do an easy one. It's an easy movie. Actually, you know what? I get to choose the category, so we're going to go back to television. How's that?
God damn it. All right.
Television. This is the last question. This is worth 5 points. So whoever gets this wins the game. All right.
Fair enough.
Television. Here we go. Joe actually got it first.
Oh, really? Fucking bullshit.
The Simpsons.
That's correct.
That's bullshit. I've ripped my headphones off. I'm not continuing to be on this podcast.
Will I still see you on A Lot of Nonsense?
You guys have fun. Yeah, of course I'll be on A Lot of Nonsense.
Okay.
Come on. I think we all agree that Sean probably should have won that game.
What a load of horse shit.
I believe that Sean should have, but I also believe that he didn't. So I have taken the negative point, and for the last segment, we're going to me. It's all coming up, Joe.
All right, Joe.
For our last segment, we're just going to have a bit of discussion about adapted works into TV, movies, and games. So, Sean, what is this conversation about adapted works brought to us by?
Well, Joe, it's brought to us by the Scanton City Devil Dogs Minor League Baseball Team. They're the single-A farm affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, or the Oakland A's, or something. Who cares? I mean, who the fuck even are these guys? Trent Giambroni? Lance Fentington? Diego Rivera? Hell, Diego Rivera isn't even on the team. He was...
What?
He was a prominent painter who helped establish the Mexican mural movement in the 1920s. And on Tuesday nights, we've got $1 hot dogs. So make your way over to the Puala Dean Stadium and watch these devil dogs play ball. Oh, what even is a devil dog? Back to you, Joe.
Thanks, Sean.
All right.
I have no idea what just happened. You know what? I'm gonna switch segments from what I teased.
You are.
So imagine that you're standing outside and it is 12:01 a.m. on December 31st.
Okay.
And the text simulation ending in 23 hours and 59 minutes is scrolling across the sky. What do you want to do with your last day?
I'm sorry, the text simulation ending at the end of the day on December 31st.
Yeah.
Is scrolling across the sky.
Across the sky.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Means you have 23 hours and change, and then you're done.
23 hours and 59 minutes, and
so
then
it's saying
the simulation.
It's saying it's over.
It's assuming that simulation theory is correct.
I see. So it's like,
and also that it's ending.
I see. So it's like a server shutdown message.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether or not they're doing us a kindness by telling us.
Yeah, they are.
But.
I mean, I would go to my daughter and my wife and just want to talk to them and spend time with them and just tell them how much they meant to me and that I love them and yeah, I mean that's all that really matters when you're going away, you know. I feel like the relationships that we have. I mean, even you guys, shit, you know, the relationships you have and the laughs you have and the happiness you have, that's all real. It doesn't matter if it's in a simulation or not. You know, I thank you guys for the time that we had and for the laughs and the memories. And then you just hunker down and there you go.
I would add, why would it not be real? I, this is not a conversation for this segment, but just because it's a simulation, why would it not be real? That's something that I seem to butt heads with people about this. Whenever this comes up, what is the difference?
As far as we're concerned, it is. It's subjective. Reality is subjective.
Well, reality is
perception. It's absolutely real to us.
Anyway, so my answer would be similar to Sean's. Yeah, I'd probably want to grab Maria, and we'd probably I would probably want to take a road trip. I want to pick you guys up and head down to.
Ooh, I'm gonna be weird company.
Head down, go to the ocean.
Head down
the
to ocean, the shore. Right. Yeah, to the ocean. And just, you know, spend our last couple hours there just getting inebriated and sharing stories together.
Yeah.
I will be inebriated when you pick me up.
Yeah, I'll be inebriated.
Well, I'll be inebriated when I leave my house, so I'm not too worried about the about that.
Who's
part.
Who's driving?
If the world is ending.
I don't know, because I am going to be on so many drugs.
You gotta try them all.
Like,
gotta
try them all.
The ones I'm definitely gonna be on by the time you get to me are ecstasy and shrooms and probably a little bit of mescaline.
Do you really want to try them all at the same time? That you're not gonna feel so good.
Fuck yeah, I do, because I'm not gonna have to come down from anything because the world's gonna end.
What better way to spend your time? What better way to spend your time? Than with people you love on a road trip, where you're in a vehicle, you have to interact with each other. You just have to. You have no choice.
I would also want to just eat whatever the fuck. Because right now I look at I found these steaks today at Kroger that were like these ribeyes. It's like a pound and a half for two ribeye steaks, and they're like 2 inches thick, and they look amazing. And I look at them, and I'm like, oh no, like I need to like make sure I have salad for a week. Before I have this, otherwise my arteries are going to get clogged. But if you're in that situation, yeah, it's like, oh no!
First of all, that's not how that works.
I know.
Also,
I just want you to know.
I'm just saying that
if you just eat steak, you're going to be fine. I mean, you got to maybe take some vitamins. Steak is like a really healthy thing to eat. Honestly,
saturated fat creates large cholesterol that's not going to clog your arteries.
Guys,
carbs are going to fuck you up.
No, this segment, the rest of the segment is about diet.
The point is that
Sean,
given...
I'm super high on mescaline and ecstasy, and I just want to talk to you about nutrition for a while.
Fair enough. Oh Christ!
What you don't want to eat is like fucking chili mac, like 12 pounds of it. You know, like that's.
I'm pretty sure I don't want to eat 12 pounds of anything.
No, who's eating 12 pounds of food?
I mean, I'm the biggest of the three of us, and I wouldn't get anywhere near 12 pounds. I feel like I would tap out at a pound and a half of chili.
A pound and a half. I think you could do more than a pound and a half of chili.
I think you could, too.
I could do more than a pound and a half.
We believe in you, Joe.
Depends on how spicy the chili is.
Not really. I have a high tolerance for spice. I had to give that one to myself, damn it, which really undoes how well I did in the game.
Which was not very good, except that you got a lot of high-value questions.
You're right, I completely choked on that game.
I can't believe neither of you got Daredevil.
I know, it's been so long since I watched it.
I click skip intro every time. So, with that, that's our episode. With a score of 2, I am this week's loser.
Yeah!
Despite having won the game, I still have 2 points. I really choked this episode.
I finally didn't lose.
Congrats.
Congratulations, Sean. Yeah! I'm proud of you. And I have been Joe Moracle.
I'm Sean Keller of A Lot of Nonsense podcast.
And I'm Mike Pareto of the far more successful A Little Nonsense podcast.
Mike, that's just categorically untrue. I'm sorry. Have a great week, everyone.
It's true.
A Little Nonsense is copyright 2019 by its hosts. All ads are meant to be humorously fake. Any resemblance to a company, person, or other entity, real or imagined by someone else, is either entirely coincidental or purposeful parody. If you have a question, comment, or discussion topic, you can email us through the mail hole. That's mailhole@littlenonsense.com. You can find more episodes and anything else related to the show at littlenonsense.com. And now that the end of show business is concluded, I'll kindly ask, Sean, would you please take us out?
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men. A little whimsy here and there is often very necessary. Mingle a little folly with your wisdom and you could be jolly. A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.